all my stat gangsters, they always throw out these memes and stuff. And I know today in you know, today's environment on the internet, everybody wants to make a meme of these, you know, these random stats that people put together to try to make arguments. And yo, I hate them. Yo, you'll never see me post memes of, oh look, he did this when he was this age, and he didn't do this. Like, yo, that's corny.
No shit.
Miss me with the stat memes, please.
No shit.
But at number three, LeBron James to be the best player of all time. He has never been Defensive Player of the Year.
No shit.
Everybody says that he's, you know, one of the greatest passers of all time. Alright, he's never led the league in assists.
No shit.
He's never led the league in steals.
No shit.
And he has one scoring championship. I know what you're saying to yourself right now. Well, you just said don't use stats and miscellaneous. No, but look.
No shit.
We're talking about the greatest players of all times now, right?
No shit.
There's certain things we gotta have. So we definitely gonna look at championships.
All right? No shit.
We're gonna look at actual basketball things. So when I brought up he can't shoot, yo, that's a big fucking deal, right? I mean, shoot the fucking ball, right?
No shit.
To be the best of all time.
No shit.
But of all the great accolades he's had, he's got the MVPs, right? And that's something, and that works into his favor. He's got a lot of fucking MVPs, and that, you know, that's what's up. But I'm giving you the top five reasons why he's not,
no shit,
the greatest player of all time.
Oh snap.
He's never been Defensive Player of the Year. I know you're going to say, yo, Kobe's never been Defensive Player of the Year either.
No shit.
You're right on that, too. But this ain't about Kobe, right? This is about all of the players who could be considered the best of all time. And, everybody pretty much comes to the conclusion that Michael Jordan is the best player of all time. He has been Defensive Player of the Year before.
No
he has
shit.
Led the league in steals before.
No
the reason
shit.
Why I bring up those two things specifically is because it's about defense. We're going to look at that player from a lot of different angles. From the most simple way to look at it is how good is he offensively and then how good is he defensively.
No shit.
And then what stats or what accolades has he gotten to warrant that. And the fact that he's never been Defensive Player of the Year and he's never led the league in steals before, I think in that way, he's overrated.
Oh, snap!
Once again, yo, the man can guard five positions, all right, bruh? I know that, bruh.
No shit.
I know that. This isn't is he the best player, all-around player of all time?
No shit.
That's a different conversation.
No shit.
All-around player, yeah, I'm probably going to give you LeBron. I'm going to argue with you about Scottie Pippen, though, but I'm going to give you LeBron. I'm not giving you greatest player of all time, though, bro, because he ain't got the defensive statistics throughout his career to back that up when I know somebody else does. So, nah, I can't give you that one. What's my number two? All right, number two, man. Look, you might call me corny or some shit for saying this, but I was born in the 80s. So I don't like to really call myself old school, but hey, this nigga had to go to Miami to win his championships.
Oh, shit.
He's been back with Cleveland now. So that, you know, that story is still not done being written.
Oh, shit.
But when he came back to Cleveland, we still had him playing GM from afar, trading Wiggins, bringing in Kevin Love. But I ain't too mad at that, though. If he win a chip in Cleveland with this team that he's built, there's more respect that'll come from that. But at the end of the day, one of the characteristics of the greatest player of all time, you would think was, yo, he came into the league and he wrecked shit for the team that he came in on, or he wrecked shit for the team that he spent most of his career with. He didn't exactly go chip chasing. And I don't award chip chasers at the end of the day. Fuck that
shit.
Yo, Ray Allen. Yeah, he saved his life in one of those things. You know, one of those shits was due. The first one that they won in Miami. But at the end of the day, bruh, yo, you went to fucking four with that team you put together in Miami. You only got two out of it. Hey, bruh. Hey, man. Hey, it is what it is, bruh. But the number one reason. Hold up. Number one reason why LeBron James is not the greatest player of all time. He's 2-for-5 in the finals, bro. He's 2-for-3.
Oh,
yo, he got. He went. Yo, I'm sorry. He's been to 7 championships.
Oh, shit.
That's a lot.
Oh, snap.
And that's impressive in itself. That's something you could use you know, Justin talking about why he's the greatest player of all time, but you came out with two, bruh? Two.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck went on within the other ones? You're the greatest player of all time. You've went to all of these championships in the Eastern Conference.
Oh, shit.
That ain't been that nice for a minute now. I'm gonna throw that in there. But you only got two. You needed to at least come out with four by now.
Oh, shit.
To be considered the greatest player of all time.
Oh, shit.
The greatest player. Understand, that's what we're talking about this in the microcosm of the greatest player of all time.
Oh, snap.
I'm sorry, bruh. You don't get that from me going 2-5. Sorry.
Oh, snap.
It's a horrible shooting percentage. No matter how you look at it, all right?
Oh, shit.
That's how I feel, man. Thank you for listening to the Next God Podcast. Top 5 reasons why LeBron James is not the greatest player of all time. Number 5, he can't shoot. Number 4, he ain't got enough chips. Number 3, he ain't never been defensive player of the year. Never led the league in assists or steals. And he only got one scoring championship. Number 2, he had to go to Miami to actually win a championship. And the number 1 reason, once again, he 2-for-5 in the finals, bruh. And that ain't gonna cut it on the Next God Podcast.
Snap.
All right, so thank you for listening to the Next God Podcast, the inaugural episode. If you didn't agree with anything that was said in this podcast, I say to you, my friend, meet me in the comments and let me know what you think, all right? And also, please go down and click the like button, click the subscribe button so you can stay in tune with everything that we post here at the Next God Podcast. Make sure you follow me on Instagram and Twitter at @next_god. That's NEX_GOD. And we out. Got it now.